Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello, my pretties.
All right, let me try that again. Hello and welcome to Coffee and Copenhagen. My name's Zone and I'm with Marius.
Hi.
And I'm with Abby.
Hello, my pretties.
That's what Owen sounded like a second ago, but he's probably going to cut off him sounding like that so that I just sound stupid, but I'm going to tell you because I'm the realist host.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm the host that tells you the truth.
You're so authentic.
I am the authentic.
You sound like you're starting your own art right blog right now.
No, I'm going to be the other side of it. I'm going to be like so far left that it is right, actually.
Yeah, you're going like, all the way around.
Yeah. Around the bend. Here she comes, around the mountain. She's coming around the mountain.
Coming around the mountain.
This is a good start, guys. This is a good start.
Coming around the mountain.
This is what the people come for.
Yeah, I think so.
They come for...
And quickly leave again.
They're like, was it this? Nope.
You're listening to Coffee in Copenhagen, the podcast about life in Copenhagen and Denmark and Scandinavia. I'm Owen and I'm Irish. Marius is Danish. And Abby is the witch from Oz.
Yeah, what? You're not going to give us a chance to talk anymore? You're like, they've used up their chances.
Like, if this was
it's
Twitter...
Already been singing and stuff. Yeah, it's...
You out of characters. Yes. This is Friday, which is the news episode where we talk about news in Denmark and Scandinavia, mm-hmm. and wherever it may take place that we want to discuss. What?
That's good.
That was all right, wasn't it?
Really nice.
Yeah. Thanks, Marius. You got news?
I've got. Not only have I've got a segment.
Oh,
what?
I've got a news segment that. I won't take the credit away that you named Creature Feature. Mm-hmm. It's a Creature Feature, this one.
Oh, a Creature Feature.
We all love a good animal story. And,
we do.
I have two for you. We kick it off with a sea creature, a sea snake.
What?
Oh, yes. I never would have guessed snake. I thought you were going to give us a chance to guess, and I was like, well, definitely not snake, was my first thought.
Yeah, yeah. Mark that one off.
Yeah.
The Herring King.
The Herring King?
So there's been like this mythical creature, apparently. And I think it was called the Herring King. Drifted ashore on Læsø.
Wait, it's 34
years ago.
It's a real creature.
Yeah, but this is where the myth came. Like, there's
okay.
a myth.
Okay.
But I'm getting to it.
Wait, a real thing. Okay, hold on. Something drifted ashore 34
years
ago.
34 years
that
ago.
That could not be identified. Yeah. Is that what's going on?
Is this me?
I don't know if they weren't just great at identifying things back then, 34 years ago. But it was called the Herring King.
Okay.
But it's a sea snake, so I don't know why they would call it a Herring King. Like maybe because it was catching all the herrings, because it was like a sea snake catching all the herrings.
Is it like
I've
in Danish, like
seen this thing?
Yeah.
Slid
it's got a crown. It's got this thing that looks like a crown.
Okay, there's no pictures of it.
Okay, if you Google it, you see the Herring King, and it's like got like, it's like really long.
I mean, there's a video, but I'm not going to play the video now.
It's a it looks like a sea monster.
It's a 2.6 meter long thing, yeah.
That's bigger than me.
Because then Sunday...
I'm only 2.5.
when was this? So yesterday, so Wednesday this week. Mm. Yes, this 2.6 meter long shadow was seen on the beach. At first eye glance, your average Joe might have thought, hey, that's
just Abby crawling
that's
along
Abby,
there.
Like not 2.5. Abby just crawling along
but
on the beach.
Those
naked.
Of us who have a more sensitive vision
that's
for 2.
Length. 2.6. Couldn't be one at all.
Anyway, so this creature has sort of given birth to the myths of sea snakes. is what they're
When you say sea snake, because there is a thing called a sea snake. There is such a thing as a sea snake.
Yeah, but like, you know, mythological big sea serpents. Yeah, yes, let's call them that. But what is it actually is called a silikong, a herring king.
Mm.
And this was a dead herring king. And it's only the third time it's been registered in Denmark. So it's a big thing. Ooh. It's a very big thing. There are actually some pictures of it now. Yeah.
Wait,
that's a scary face. That's a scary face.
Wow.
So no, that's just Abby again.
Oh, sorry.
That's 2'5". That's 2.5 meters.
It really does look... Okay, it has a mouth that looks like... it was made like when you know when you are punching holes in paper and you get the end of the piece of paper, that's what its mouth looks like.
Oh, where it's half flappy.
Yeah, it has a flappy bit.
It's really something special. I'm wondering, I have a question.
Yeah.
When
is it marine biology based? Because we're the ones to ask.
Absolutely. Marine biology based and about abdication. When you are the herring king and you die, who then takes the throne?
Your herring son. The herring son or daughter.
They're even sexist in the
in the fish world
in Denmark. In the fish world, in the
oh my god, they could be up to eight. They can get up to 8 meters long.
Abby, that's way bigger than you.
Look at this fucker. Look at this.
Whoa. That's
a big one.
Now here's the interesting thing.
That's a sea monster. Yeah.
It is crazy things like this, like how people are like, no, sea monsters aren't real. And I'm like, have you seen things that live in the sea?
Do you know that I said that as if
have you seen them?
Yeah.
I feel like there was more to
that. That was abrupt.
That was the whole thing.
That was all.
I heard somewhere, maybe it could have been a fever dream I had once, but I heard somewhere that, like, statistically, there are still 4 species of whales that we haven't seen yet.
Statistically?
As in, like, the amount, like, how fast.
That's the right term.
Wait a second.
As in, the amount of whales we found and the space that we have searched of the ocean and how quick we find new species. Somebody was like, well, there's a good chance there's at least 4 other types of whale we've never seen.
I'm not great at math, but I just can't wrap my head around how they would have gotten to that. Like, so there's some kind of estimation about how many whale species?
I did clarify that this could have been a fever dream.
I love that. I love a dream. I want this to be a dream.
But for instance, like, there's deep sea exploration finds X amount of new species per year, right?
We know
more. That's a number you can put on it.
More about the surface of Mars.
We know more about 2.5 meters Abbey than we do about the bottom of the ocean.
Barely. You've hardly searched for me at all.
There was footage of
I've got caverns and caverns that you haven't been in.
No, but I read about this amazing discovery, actually, speaking to what you're saying, kind of just reminded me. They found... I forget where this was. But they found this, like, underwater. It was very, like, green, sort of, I don't know, like, grassy kind of fields almost they found underwater.
Sure.
And they found this this creature that they thought it was a thing, but they had never found it, documented it, and now they did. It's a talking pig.
Okay.
I heard about this
on an underwater farm.
Yeah, yeah.
And it communicates with the other aquatic animals.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's.
But did you guys? And then it moved to the city.
Oh, and then it moved to the city. What was it called? Did it have a name?
Yeah, babe. Pig in the city.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
You should be, Marius.
I should be. Anyway, this was found on the short one of the herring king. So there was 3 that was found in Denmark, and this is the latest one.
So one
and
was
now
found
they're going to freeze it, and they're going to do science stuff on it.
Okay. There was one found 34 years ago, and we didn't know what it was. Because you mentioned 34 years ago at the beginning of the story, and I didn't know why.
Yes. That was me trying to translate something that didn't quite translate.
Okay. That's all right. That happens.
So and that thing was you need to history. Understand,
yeah.
There's always been these like long fucking serpents,
various
sizes. And that's sort of, as you said, given the rise to the mythology around snakes in the sea, the monsters there. Yeah. Now we know that it's the herring king we're talking about.
Mm.
That you know, gave birth to these myths. Oh. And they've still yet only found three in Denmark.
You know, Marius showed us a picture of people lined up on the beach in front of the ocean and a cute little dog in the front. And there were like 30 people in a line holding this sea serpent up that like was just like big and long. And I tried to think for a second, like, how can I describe this to our dear listeners? How can I tell them what this looks like? And I thought of the perfect image. Mm-hmm. It's like 30 people lined up holding a giant hoagie.
What's a hoagie?
I don't know what a hoagie is.
A big, long sandwich.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like a,
That's the only thing. The only thing at all that it could be like at all.
It looked like a giant fish to me. It's a long fish.
Yeah, but why would the... You couldn't imagine that. Your mind's eye has seen the people holding the hoagie.
Yeah.
You haven't seen this. Haven't seen this fish banner.
I was thinking anacondas.
Yes.
You have seen that? No. It's the hoagie. The people listening, they understand. If you know what a hoagie is, if you know
what, listen, go take.
Yeah, right. Listen, go Copenhagen.
Press 15 seconds back three or four times on whatever you're listening to, Spotify, iTunes, all those places you can give us reviews on.
Nice,
and then hear Marius talk about the picture again, and then tell us what you saw in your mind's eye. Was it a sandwich?
Long sandwich.
A long sandwich.
A fish.
As though
a long snake.
30 people were holding a long sandwich.
I still see it as a triangle slice as well. I don't see.
No. God, what sad lives you've lived.
I know.
Never seen a giant hoagie.
I know. Thank you very much, Marius.
No, we're not done with the creature feature.
Okay, here
we go.
Creature feature. So from Thy to Nørresundby, to the cemetery in Nørresundby.
Okay.
At this, people, they put nice flowers down at the graves to commemorate the passing of their loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely tradition.
It feels like you're trying to explain a grave to an alien.
Yeah. what is death? What is death?
Where is
a Russian alien.
Right, I was wondering.
Dracula alien. What is death? Yeah, that's what it was. You're trying to explain it to Dracula. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
From another planet.
From another planet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that just a Rocky Horror Picture Show? Wasn't he a Dracula?
I don't know.
Never seen it.
What? Great movie. Anyway, go on. Yeah.
Now, there's been vandalism at these graves.
No.
Oh.
And
what's a grave?
the beautiful flower arrangements have stomped upon and thrown around, eaten.
Okay.
But not by humans.
Okay. Wasn't thinking that.
And now let's introduce a quiz.
Okay.
What animal do you think has been disturbing the graves at Nørresundby?
Where is that?
That doesn't matter. It's in Denmark.
It does. Is it rural or is it in the city?
It's rural.
Okay. Pigs.
Talking pigs.
Talking
used
pigs.
Used to live in the country.
Moved to the city.
It was not
visiting a dead relative. not a pig?
Not a pig.
Okay.
You get one guess.
Badger.
Raccoon.
No. It was deers. So the deers have just been feasting on the flowers.
Because
apparently they like a bit of a... They like some flowers. But they also, I don't know if they just get excited whilst they're feasting because they've been stomping and just like, it looked like people have been dancing.
Is it that time of the year? Are they like, woo?
Oh, maybe they're a bit horny. Yeah. They might be randy. Yeah. So people actually, they didn't think it was deers. They thought it was vandalism. And they thought that people were coming in and doing this. And then it brought great distress to these people.
Some mad children are going in there destroying everything and eating the flowers.
Apparently.
But now they're like, oh, it's just deers. We can shoot them.
Yeah, we could kill those.
Now, that's what I thought where the article would go. But no.
Oh.
Great.
They've not just shot them.
Great.
What they've done is they've tried to put a white pepper. That was their first tactics. Yeah. Just a giant big... on the flowers.
That's me doing a pepper grinder, by the way.
Good.
Yeah, thank you.
They're really clear. Cheers. Too. Lots of hand motions.
I'm available for Foley recordings. Yes. And other sound design projects.
Guys, to remind you, Owen does not ever say a single word without moving his hands. So please picture the pepper grinder as we got to see it. Okay.
They've also just tried yelling and clapping.
That works a lot for deers, actually.
But that has not helped.
Oh.
So now what they're doing is they're trying to get flowers. They're trying to educate themselves in what flowers the deer don't like.
Aww.
So you're going to have to go to, when you're going to the florist and say, I'm going to go visit a relative in this place called a grave where we put our dead. You may have heard of it, maybe not, depending on where you're from in Abby's mind.
and my custom is can to I place get a, flowers.
Yeah, but I have a deer problem. So whatever you can recommend that deers don't eat.
My dad can answer this. My dad's listening. He'll tell us flowers deers don't like to eat. My dad, when I was growing up, had a landscape garden center.
Mm.
And he and I worked there from the time that I was 10 years old, which was legally because he was my dad. And I learned to work the cashier. It was a really formative experience for me. Mm-hmm. And at the cashier, mm-hmm. In this house full of flowers, surrounded by acres full of plants and flowers, there was a little box of little bottles that you could buy for deer repellent. And inside the little bottles was wolf urine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that would put a deer off, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm saying it. Let's contact this place. I mean, let's put two and two together here. Let's be the fixers that we've always been born to be.
Abby's sure.
Got a connection for some wolf urine.
We can get wolf urine somewhere. Actually, well, we know
that's
wolves
the
are,
easy bit.
Yeah,
getting that's wolf urine.
There it is. wolves are back. We know wolves are back. So I'm going to continue this like taking the step of being the connectors, Copy and Copenhagen, news, comedy, and fixers. A couple of weeks ago, we did a story about a guy shooting a raccoon. Yes?
Yep.
A guy shot a raccoon. Am I correct in that?
Did we?
I'm sure we.
I think so because it was a whole like news. I think I read it because I was like, "This is so Danish that it's like the front page news." Yeah. Somebody shot a raccoon,
and I was like, "Oh, do we have raccoons?" And they're like, "Yeah, yeah, we have raccoons. We don't have raccoons.
No,
we don't."
Right, that was what was special about it, right?
But
because there was
the
a raccoon.
Here's the thing. I think I know where the raccoon came from. A bunch of raccoons escaped from a zoo in Amsterdam.
Is it true?
Or in Holland, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
I need to go back to my wall chart and get the red line, but find exactly the dates. But definitely, raccoons escaped from a zoo in Holland. Mm.
Not so easy to get over here from Holland, though.
I mean, got a train.
It's not like land. It's not
There's
land.
There's buses.
Yeah, the raccoons are on the
bus. But seriously, I mean, if we're looking for how the fuck is there a raccoon in Denmark... Raccoons did disappear from a zoo in Holland.
Wait, okay, first of all, when you started saying that, I was I felt so prepared to be pissed off at you because that I thought that was going to be a made-up story, and I was like, I felt invested, and it wasn't, though. It's real. It's real raccoons.
Yeah.
Raccoons are in zoos in Holland is a real thing. Raccoons escape from zoos feel so obvious if there's raccoons in zoos, you know? Like, they'd be great at escaping.
Oh,
they look like little burglars.
They look like escape artists.
Yeah. So... It feels like a joke, but it's real.
Raccoons are an invasive species of Denmark. So it could just be a raccoon in Denmark.
He's looking at his phone as he said this. Yeah. So like, it's not just like he came to this conclusion during this. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, whatever. Okay. So I don't understand. So what? You want to book the raccoons to get rid of the deers? I didn't understand.
That's
what
my point.
Gonna...
Yeah. That was my point.
Okay.
No, I was just trying to solve a mystery. But the mystery was that
we're
going
to fix
no
the problems. Yeah. Okay. Got it. All right. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's the thing is, I think that if we're going to try to get, like, that graveyard to sponsor our podcast, it's not going to go great because they're dead. I don't know. Like, they've probably already given their money away.
No, but there's still, you know, you have to, there's still people paying for the graves.
Right, but we could just give them this for free.
We
it's
can
a freebie
just,
for the goodwill, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You guys can have, you know what, guys? Take
it.
Wolf urine.
Yeah, wolf urine.
There you go.
I mean, I don't have any actual wolf urine to give
no,
you.
No, not on me.
No, but
how
you
does
can...
one procure that?
You
I
go
don't
to
know,
a
but
urine, you
I...
go to a wolf that's just about to piss and you collect the urine.
I mean, I just like really recall it so clearly, like these little white bottles with screw-on caps, like in this thing, like, and they got dusty.
Sounds like the worst job. The dynamo
there's worse. There's worse.
And I didn't, like, they were just
have
on
you
the counter.
Services?
They were just like on the counter and they got dusty because like not a lot of people were buying the wolf urine.
If I was walking by a shop, a florist, and they had a bunch of bottles that said wolf urine, I would buy a bottle of wolf urine.
Yeah.
Deer or no deer?
If I ran a liquor company, it would be called wolf urine.
Wolf urine. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's
Abby, you got a story?
I got a bunch of stories. Okay. Okay? Listen. All right,
yeah.
All right. Here's a few of them.
Hold for dramatic pause.
All right. Okay. There's a high amount of like very Danish stories today, I feel like. Like one of the stories in the actual newspaper in the Copenhagen Post is, quiet roads. Noise from road traffic has a significant impact on our health and quality of life. That's how low we are stooping in Denmark. Our quality of life is so good. They're like, we should make the cars drive slower so we don't have to hear them.
I'm all for it, though.
I mean, me too, because my life is so good. It's the only thing bad left in my life. Okay, and here's another one. 9 out of 10 new hires in Denmark are internationals, which doesn't even make any sense to me as a headline.
Did you read that? Yeah, I saw that in the Copenhagen Post. What's with that?
Okay, so I think what it means is Dansk Industri...
Yeah.
So like employment in Denmark has hit a record with 3 million, a little bit more than that, active in the workforce. In the past year, the number has risen by 22,000, where internationals account for 87% of that growth. So like, I think it's like, you know, things like Novo Nordisk really and big companies in Denmark attracting internationals, which has been a big debate in Denmark, because Denmark is not competing well with other countries about attracting internationals. And that is because Denmark's policies for foreigners living in this country blow. They suck. They're so bad. But it is a very pleasant place to live if you can
avoid the traffic.
Oh my God. If you don't mind hearing a car every once in a while.
Traffic.
Okay. But according to that, but
that's very good. That's a. Does it say anything about if that's a big increase in terms of previous years or
the whole thing is a big increase? It's a record high. I don't know. I just read the headline. Come on, give me a break here. Okay, but here's the other thing. In this city, we've talked about this before. In Copenhagen, 20% of people who live in Copenhagen don't have Danish residency, and that is just going up with these international hires. And there's a guy. There is one guy. His name is Sune Steffen Hansen. Mm-hmm. He's got an extra Danish name on my man.
I'm going to give you some real Danish names in a second.
Whoa. He's a political advisor.
Are we excited about that?
And he is trying to figure out how to get the international voice in Copenhagen into politics.
Like what we've been doing, maybe?
Excuse me. Have you ever tried going to a podcast studio and turning your face away from the microphone and saying you think the policies blow? Student. Okay. But anyway, that's great. That's great. And if you want to get involved in that, they're actually collaborating with the Copenhagen Post readers. I think this is wonderful. I think this is a great initiative. I think that the amount of people who don't have the right to express their opinion about the place they live in this country is insane. My only real problem is that he suggests that if you want to be a part of this group right now, they had a meeting of 40 people, internationals in Copenhagen met and like gave input and are trying to figure out
how do you get involved.
Do you know how you do it?
No.
He asks that if you want to get involved, all you got to do is contact him on LinkedIn.
Oh.
Wop. Give the people an email address. We want to democratize things. You know how many times I get an email from LinkedIn and I'm prompted for my password to like find out like that like my brother posted a story about golf courses. Like, give me a break. That platform. No.
Are you not so? Are on LinkedIn, not a big user.
Not a big user. No. That is not the social media that is gonna bring me down.
Mm. Bring you down.
No.
But I think it's if you look at like X or LinkedIn is way more used here.
Yeah,
and especially like
it's so very networking. It is very popular.
Yeah, yeah.
Within the international community as well. Like, I mean, I know what you mean, but like I was at a I was at an event at an embassy recently.
Oh, and, what was that?
So cool.
Yeah, yeah. Weird flex. It was.
Do you hit those often?
I do actually. I quite often. No. Only when I'm allowed. It was just like LinkedIn.
Yeah,
I'm like, no. Number? Yeah. Phone number?
No, I'm not a big fan of LinkedIn, but I do. I felt like I needed to use it because I was constantly big deal. Sort of. Yeah.
I remember a while back when there was who was the Prime Minister of Finland? What was her name?
Joanne.
Suvi.
Sarah.
Maribel.
Häkkinen.
Pollyanna.
Oh, no, something, Sarah something, wasn't
Susan.
It?
Silverman. Sarah Silverman.
No, that's a comedian from
Susie
America.
Banks.
No. Anyway, there's this thing of like, when she was out, there's a photo of her like out partying.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, shocker. And then LinkedIn, there was loads of photos of women partying as well, being like, I stand with. I loved it, like doing lines. So like, I stand with the Prime Minister.
I like that last week we... did a sweet little interview with these really nice students who were studying journalism, and they asked us in that interview, do you consider yourself journalists? Mm-hmm. And then we just spent the last 3 minutes going, Sarah Silverman, Pollyanna, doing lines on LinkedIn.
Hard-hitting journalism.
So yes, we consider ourselves journalists. No.
All right, quick, Marius, you got a murder you want to talk about?
So, I read about this. I don't often follow these salacious stories about murders and such. But, I don't know, this one, it was the headline that first caught my attention.
Mm.
So, the headline for this was, after several attempts, they killed Frank Jørgensen.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, several attempts. Yeah, so, right. Seems like they failed a couple of times.
Perked my interest.
Yep.
Listen, Marius, he's a guy who can read between the lines.
You're not fooling me, baby. You're not fooling me. Anyway, I'm going to try and relay you the story of the murder of Frank. Jørgensen.
Okay.
This happened in 2022. And I think this could be a movie. This is kind of why I'm bringing this up. I would love to know, would you be interested in investing or producing?
Sure.
No.
No.
But tell me.
Yeah.
So, pitch me, babe.
I'm thinking it's called We're Murdering Frank.
In Danish?
Mm. Vi Myrder Frank.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds better in Danish. It sounds good in Danish.
That's why I'm executive producer.
I see
these things.
Okay.
Vi Myrder Frank. So in 2022... there was four people involved with this besides Frank, who ended up being killed. Frank is a 40-year-old man who has a family. And it sounds like he must have been a bit of a dick, but the article doesn't go into why they want to kill him at all.
Okay.
But anyway, there's...
25-year-old, did you say? How old is he?
40.
No, he's 40.
40.
Oh, good. He deserves to die then. Anyway, you know?
He's lived a life. Yeah.
Just kidding. He's had a long life. So being an asshole.
The people who are like the baddies.
Yeah.
The
murderers. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. It's ambiguous.
All murderers are bad.
It's
ambiguous. And not all baddies like are murderers. Yeah.
There's a married couple. They're divorced now. But Maybrit and Matthias. Two wonderful Danish names.
Mm-hmm.
They got sentenced to 14 years for the killing and for 3 attempted murders.
Okay.
So it sounds like the way I'm reading this, and it was in Danish, and I've read it like twice now to make sure I understood this.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like they managed successfully to take part of
murders,
killing Frank, but there's been 3 attempted killings of Frank also. That's how I read it.
Okay.
Or maybe these are other murderers.
This is an inspirational story. You know, if at first you don't succeed,
try again. Yeah.
So that was Maybrit and Matthias. Yes. Now, Mie Torup Hansen, she was also involved. She got 12 years for the murder and for 1 attempt. So she was only involved in 1 of the.
This
three
is great.
Attempts.
So they were really getting people on board.
Yeah, yeah. Like network, like working with friends, like. coming up with ideas.
What we're trying to do with our Patreon. What went wrong the last time? We're like, come on. You guys.
You give us ideas.
Yeah.
But Mia Torp Hansen, she was involved in other ways. She tried to help sort of Maybrit and Matthias. Because as they killed Frank, she took their phones to the beach.
Pinging off the cell towers.
Yes.
Oh, exactly. My God.
Exactly. But there's a fourth man involved.
What?
Yes. There's also
Were we involved in this? I think this is a lot of people.
There's also a 25-year-old man who he was sort of a liaison. Mm-hmm. What's it called? Like a consultant.
A liaison.
Liaison to the murder.
Yeah.
So he was advising them about how to get rid of the body and the murder weapon. And he, I think,
advising him.
He actually tried to get rid of the murder weapon, and that's how they, I think, they caught him.
Uh-huh.
He tried to just drop it at a recycling station.
how very Danish!
Yeah,
so Danish.
Like, I'm a murderer, but I do still recycle. Come on, I'm not a fucking asshole here. So he got 8 months of prison for that.
Oh my god!
Mia, the one who took the phones to the beach to help Maybrit and Matthias, she was present when they were brainstorming about how to kill Frank.
Uh-huh.
And she recorded the whole fucking thing on her phone. some of the other ideas. So he ended up being strangled and beaten with an iron pipe.
Uh-huh.
But they also thought about drowning him, poisoning him, or car bombs.
That's the best they came up with brainstorming?
Yeah.
So, beating him with an iron pipe?
Yeah.
Jesus. Are we going back to the pipe? I think we should go back to the pipe. Yeah,
right. That seems like that was the simplest way of killing him. Anyway.
Wow.
And yeah, there's a whole, like, they were married, and there was a triangular sex thing going on, I think, between and Maybrit and Matthias. So I'm like, I think this is a film. Like,
yeah,
Murder Frank?
Yeah.
I would see this.
Yeah.
Abby is shocked and appalled.
I'm just like, I do really want to know more. I want to know more. Yeah. It was a bit much for me when you told me how he died. Okay. I felt like, there could be...
mystery?
I'm saying there could be, like, different kinds of films around it. Like, you know, like, there could be one that's, like, a true crime, whatever. But there could be a...
I see it, like, as a Fargo friend. Kind of a comedy thing, like...
Yeah. And that's maybe, like, you know, and it's like a sitcom-y, like, I want to see,
For the internationals who are listening, who thought they may have misheard... yes, Marius did say they're serving 14 years for murder.
Yes.
That is what you get in Denmark for murder. 15 is in max, isn't it?
I think 16 is technically called life here. Yeah.
All right.
That's nice. We should talk about that sometime.
That's nice. That's good to know.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's like, really, the thing is then, right, what you're doing is, when you think about how much you want to kill Frank, you don't have to think, like, this is going to ruin my whole life. Like, is killing Frank worth 15 years of my life?
Yeah.
And maybe
there's some kind of Venn diagram where Frank's assholiness,
and your years, how many years of prison, you're winning?
Sort of. Yeah.
Are we helping someone plan a murder now?
No, don't do it.
Don't do that.
Don't do it.
All right, I'm done. You guys done?
Yeah.
I'm all ping ponged out.
All right, let's leave it there, and we'll talk on Monday about something in the chatty episode. But until then,
disco.
Stay.
Huh?
A go go.
What? Coping.
Hey, what?
Yeah,
well, should we plot his murder now?
Yeah. Stay coping.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.